legendary podcast just for you. Nando's lets you personalize your meal with 5 different peri peri sauce flavors to choose from. Now that's legendary flavor. Nando's.
Kids are entertained by the simplest of things, aren't they, Feb?
Especially me.
What was that?
He's chicken.
Oh, it was a Nando's reference.
Yeah, it was Fernando's.
I was
a peri peri. Okay. Peri peri chook.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, good. I'm sorry.
Right. Kids can get sidetracked and easily entertained. And when I was a child, I had a few issues. So mum had to entertain me a lot. So I had heaps of footy socks. I used to roll them up and play footy in the house. I'd kick them through doorways, and that was me done all day. Because I just loved footy. So obviously couldn't kick the footy in the house. So mum would just roll up socks, put some tape around them, just to kick them through the windows, through the doors.
Idea.
So much fun. Easily entertained. These days of kids, they're on iPads, they're on social media.
Yep.
But we had to actually do something. And our good friend of the show, Will.
Member of staff.
He's on probation. Will.
Well,
he's supposed to be on a mic. Right?
He saw an example of this, didn't he? Of what can entertain kids.
This is actually his topic. So if it falls flat, like Alpha Bucks, it's a family affair.
Okay, continue. Just tell us what you saw entertaining kids. Because kids don't necessarily need the expensive toys or anything like that, do they?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, I'm always thinking about content. And there's a road that's being resurfaced outside my house. And as I was walking past, I realised there was like 6 parents, 6 families with their kids just watching it happening in front of them with the bitumen being rolled and
riveting stuff.
I thought it was a very inane, mundane activity to entertain your kids, and I thought, are there others?
I love that phone topic.
I often see people on Instagram, Evie, and they're at the Melbourne airport. There's a car park, and they just watch planes come in. Like, if you see one, you go, oh, yeah.
Well, that's also grown-ups. I mean, kids as well
as grown-ups.
But
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
That is the most boring thing ever seen.
Our newsreader, James Lake, does that.
He watches planes. Of course he does. Oh, my God.
He would take his little kid out there to look at some planes, wouldn't you, James?
Oh, he loves planes. We walk through the park and a plane goes over. Like, he gets more excited than I did the other day.
Yeah, it's planes.
Well, you saw Qantas QF94 come past your studio and you said, oh, it's early.
Oh, it's running late.
Yeah, it was running late the other day. Yeah. Okay. Come on. Late.
How do you even know that?
Just, if you like planes, you would know where QF94 flies.
You know when, and you know what time it's supposed to go over.
Yeah, it was just running a bit late. And an A380 outside your window, that's exciting, isn't it?
No. So, Evie.
Wow.
What entertained you as a kid? Because it's simple. We're going to do this as a phone-in because kids don't necessarily need all the bells and whistles. They could just look at a plane or roadworks or play with socks.
My mum, during summertime, just used to get a bucket of water and a paintbrush and on a wall or a fence or whatever, just draw whatever you want. And you can draw all day long.
You can.
And no one's messy.
You know, I used to watch Wentworth Park Greyhounds. They used to get
not as a child.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. 13, 10.
Like 10.
I'm
watching the bunny and watching the greyhounds run. I'm like, oh my God, this is all riveting.
What are the simple things that entertain your kids? As if we didn't already have enough examples.
What would entertain you as a kid?
13, 10, 60. No, better still.
Is that why you got that tattoo?
That's not the voice. It's a revolution symbol. Anyway, this is what entertains Husey's kid. Husey, regular guest on our show.
For example, when you go for a walk and your kid finds a stick that they find so interesting they want to keep it, so you have to take the stick home and it goes with the collection of sticks that they've got at home.
Thank you, Husey. 13, 10, 60. Give us a call if you've got one. We'll come back to them.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
This started with a story from our digital guy, Will, who noticed a family just looking at roadworks and they were the kids loved it. 13, 10, 60, just the simple things that entertain kids.
Yeah, Zora from Safety Beach, good morning.
Good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome. What do you get your kids to do?
Okay, I'm a grandmother and look after 2 little girls 3 days a week. And we watch the garbage trucks collect the rubbish bins every Tuesday morning.
A lot of kids do that. It's brilliant.
Oh, it's good fun.
They love it, especially the 4-year-old. She picks out all the numbers of the trucks. Oh, it's number 4, number 6.
And the drivers would know them after
and
a while.
Toot, and the drivers are so lovely. They're tooted for us every morning.
That's a bit of family fun, isn't it, Bev?
That's so much fun.
Sorry, everyone's talking. Sorry, yes, Evie, go for it. No, go for it,
My friend, her son was so obsessed with the garbage truck and the garbage, Garbo's got to know him. On his birthday, they gave him a garbage truck toy. And I've never seen a happier child.
Wow, there we go. You're a great grandma, Zora. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
There we go. Lovely.
I've got a security camera at home. So we've got like, I watch with the kids. Mm. I was thinking about the security door. We watch the tape back like throughout the day.
Yeah.
See who walks past and stuff. It's weird. It's really weird, but it's really exciting. Yeah. Like, oh, here comes someone.
There you go. Who is it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
R&B Fridays. Not all things cost a lot of money, you know.
And then you watch animals, like cats will walk past and you see what they do.
I watch my dogs all day sleep.
Yeah. There you go.
101.9 The Fox.
131060 is our number. Let's give away a couple of tickets. The weather looks really good for tonight's EJ Witten Legends game at Amy Park. Now, you can get your tickets via ticketek.com.au. It is on tonight, or you can call us right now to get a couple of free tickets. 131060. Fev, ladies and gentlemen, is the team captain for Victoria.
Yeah, and the only thing that I was praying for you, Byron, was for rain, because forwards don't like the rain.
Right.
But it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
If you're in trouble.
Just tuned in. I've been named a power player, and for 5 minutes, despite the fact I've never played football, I'll be trying to play on Fev and deprive him from opportunities to kick goals. Don't try and throw something at me now, Evie.
Our good friend Evie Jones is coming to the game, and she's been out of love for a long time.
I know it's about you, this game, but you know what is more exciting? Me.
Yes.
And
you read your horoscope,
Evie. This week I was saying how my horoscope said I was going to meet someone.
And they always come true.
With social stars spurring you on, you guys are my social stars, by the way.
Thank you.
It's time to mingle with a new crowd. An unusual sport or holiday spot, not going on a holiday, might even catch your eye. And for singles, there could be an added incentive.
Mm, look out.
As much as I'm excited about, what is it called, football?
Yeah.
I'm falling in love tonight, guys.
Oh, this is amazing.
I'm excited.
So many
subplots. You guys are going to be there for it.
Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram tonight will give you all the behind-the-scenes action. Fev, I had to try and ask for some advice.
Yeah, you did.
Because I've never played, and I'm playing on one of the greats. I don't like to obviously piss in his pocket, but he is one of the greats, and I've never even played footy. Here is some help from Sydney Swans defender Alir Alir, who's a good mate of mine. Look, he defends well. He's good with those defensive marks.
Yeah,
he's great.
It's like he never played on me.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure that Alir Alir helped me much when I asked him for some advice on how to handle Fev. The setup was good until I didn't press the button properly. Here we go.
Doesn't even know how to do his own job properly.
Okay. Here we go.
Well, the first thing is trying to probably stop him from kicking goals. So.
Oh, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that. All right, so I'll try and stop him from kicking goals. Thank you. How?
I'm guessing he's a lot bigger than you.
Stronger than me.
So you don't want to get in a wrestle with him. I reckon either, you know, start in front or start behind and then just keep him guessing. That's probably what I'll do, especially for a guy that's a lot bigger than you.
Yeah, all right. Thanks so much. You've actually made me more scared. Thank you, Ali.
So that didn't help very much.
He gave you nothing.
Neither did Dane Rampey, who is a great defender, known for his
really
work
good player
down back. Now, Dane Rampey, I reckon, was
not that Alir is not a good player.
Alir is great too, but I mean, I reckon Dane Rampey was even less help.
I would say if you're playing an AFL game, just you put as much work into him off the ball as you can. But not having behind the goal cameras as your safety net, I don't think that's a good idea for the old fashioned full forward. So,
but he's also a lot stronger than me. Like, he can destroy me physically.
Absolutely, yeah. So hopefully put you on your ass once or twice and really put you on the back foot.
A bit of Dane Rampey style spoils, just a lot of spoiling, a lot of fisting. Well, no, didn't say that. Don't worry about it. I don't think we've achieved a lot of this conversation.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks, mate. Thanks so much.
Interesting.
Didn't quite get the terms right there.
No, we're playing footy, mate.
Got some good news, Daniel in Melton. You're seeing the game.
Woo-hoo! Thank you very much, guys.
No worries. Come and see the show, bro.
We'll be there with the whole family, mate.
Absolutely.
Oh, there we go.
I think it is only two free tickets, but certainly you're welcome
to pay
for the rest of the family.
Family tickets are only $30, I think.
No,
it's going to be a great night. It's all for a great charity too, Byron. We might be taking the piss a bit, but
men's health.
It is for a very, very important cause.
Yeah, ticketek.com.au for your tickets. The gates open at 6:30 p.m. tonight.
The cause is for all those us old blokes to feel relevant again.
Yeah.
Pump our tyres up a little bit.
101.9 The Fox.
The Bachelor is going to be, and I know the Channel 10 publicist won't want us to say this, but she is going to be boring without our next guest.
Yep.
How entertaining was she on The Bachelor? Unbelievable. This is Fifi Fevan Byron with Evie Jones. Can we just play just a typical contribution to the show from Mary? Listen, yep. This is just the sort of stuff that we love that we're not going to get anymore because she didn't get a rose last night.
It was like she was a host.
Yes.
She was so important to the show.
Oh, mate. Okay.
Here we go. This is classic Mary.
Rachel's lips are so big because they are full of secrets.
Rachel has enormous lips, doesn't she?
She does.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show, by the way. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe they're real. They're amazing.
Mine are real.
Mm. I was going to say, you know, when you've got beautiful lips, a lot of women who do have real lips, what are you thinking of all these women who are now getting lips to look like yours? Do people ask you if yours are real?
I just say this. I woke up like this. I woke up like this.
Yes. I was born like this.
Now, you had a great time in the house. Yes. At what point did you think, yeah, he's not for me? I'm just going to just pretty much stir funny. Shit. It was fun.
I think I spent, as soon as I got in, I'm like, well, I'm just going to say what I'm thinking. I think that's, you know, you have to be yourself. So I'm pretty much like that at home or whatever I do. So I was like, okay, you know, getting week six, week seven, and I'm like, no date. I was like, well, I don't have blonde hair, so I don't think I have any chance.
I think he likes a blonde, yeah.
Yeah, I think he has a physical type, like he has to be blonde. So I was like, you know what? See how we go. I'll just keep doing what I'm doing and I'll wait to get dumped again.
No.
So entertaining.
She will definitely, Mary will find love.
Absolutely.
Maybe she has.
Do you have a brother?
Oh, I haven't seen him for a while, but I'll give him a call.
Anybody? No?
No, I've got a brother, but
Jason's taken.
Yeah, Jason's taken. Oh, he's got
shame.
Four kids.
What about you?
Yeah, he's taken as well, but don't worry, there's plenty of fish in the sea, Mary.
Okay, cool.
Well, now, I've got some more awkward audio for you, Mary, because we've been really enjoying having different Bachelor contestants in the studio. Now, Jessica, she went pretty early. Yeah. You may not even remember Jessica, but she went very early. Anyway.
She's like, no, I don't remember.
We put Jessica on the spot. She's a Melbourne girl. She's got lots of tattoos. She was great. She came
see
in
her
here.
Face. What's happened
face.
Here?
Yeah, man.
If looks could kill.
Wait till she hears the audio.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot worse.
Okay. Mary, you were just saying then all you could do was be yourself in the house. Well, what did Jess have to say about you?
Let's have a listen.
Everybody was pretty true to themselves, but I definitely think, yeah, there's a bit of disparity between what you see on camera and what actually goes on.
Ooh. Who's the biggest fake then? Who's the one that's really fronting it?
I'm going to say Mary's quite different.
Right.
Oh. I'm different. Like, bitch, please. I barely talk to her. And I think she obviously, I'm like, I actually don't remember what she looks like because she left so early. She didn't stay long, did she?
Shame.
Feel the burn.
Do that.
I'm like, yeah, who is she?
Who's going to cook for the contestants now?
Yeah.
Well, Ellie did a lot of cooking. I did a lot of baking.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did you bring anything in here today?
No. I think what I baked a lot was the scones. We were always having scones with jam and cream. Yeah. Love that. Chocolate cake, apple cake. It's nice and warm.
Delicious.
I love food.
We should have given you the keys to Fifi's Slice Queen Instagram account, but we've already given it to Joel Creasy.
Stay on the swings.
Yeah, no, good stuff. Well, no, it's a cross reference to Fifi. The Bachelor returns Wednesday night at 7:30 on 10 without Mary, because Fev, you're right. She almost was the narrator of the show. Yeah, like, true. What are they going to do without you?
Because it was the best, because you'd see the girls like bitching with each other and then they'd cross to you and you'd just analyse everything and it's like brilliant.
You're an honorary narrator.
Oh, thank you,
they
guys.
They should just put you on permanently.
I'm going to be like, Channel 10, give me a job, please.
Yes, please. Yes, it's what the people want, Channel 10.
Who's going to win?
I am Team Chelsea all the way.
Chelsea may have it in the bag.
Right. I think she's so hot, good looking. She's nice girl. Like, she's the girl next door, and she's smart. She's so cute.
So she's a nice girl. What are you saying about Abby then?
Oh, yeah!
Come on. This is great. We're going to talk to you off air for about another 20 minutes.
Oh,
it is Mary from Mary. The Bachelor. It returns without Mary, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Wednesday night, 7:30 on 10. This is The Fox at 13 to 8.
101.9. The Fox.
I went to a black tie event last night.
Did you wear a black tie?
Yes, I did. Okay. I wore a black tie. I wore a nice suit with my beautiful wife, Schnooksy. We took some friends, Pete and Kai, the guys who won Tats Lotto. They're very lucky people.
They're rich people that keep winning the lottery.
They're very, very lucky people. So we sat down and we had a beautiful dinner. A lot of celebrities there. And you buy some chips to get in. And if you go out in the first hour or two, you can rebuy some chips.
Like
poker chips.
Oh, poker chips.
And then all the money goes to charity, which was my room in Monash Children's, run by the Hashem Group, which was great. And there was some amazing prizes. It was like trips to Bali, trips to LA.
Wow.
I invited both of you, but you had something on.
I do apologise.
So yeah. I was doing Monash.
You were doing the telephone,
well.
But Byron wanted to prepare.
It's huge week. I had to do my spray tan for tonight's football game.
And the winner, whoever won the whole thing, there was a car. There was the Kia 2019 model was first prize, and then it was like LA and then Bali for second, third. So big prizes that get donated by some amazing charities.
Yeah.
I won.
What?
I won the car.
Are you kidding?
I won the whole thing.
You won the car?
Mate, 1:45 this morning, we finished. Yep. I was so tired. But I want a bloody car.
What are you going to do with it? You don't need a car.
I don't know.
Fair. Can I have the car?
No, give it to someone.
I don't have a car.
I won a car. In a charity poker.
That is incredible.
Poker. I know. It was
that
amazing.
Doesn't surprise me.
And I still can't believe it. I was going home in the Uber with Alex and I'm like, I just want a bloody car.
Where do we go to?
Who did it come down to between? Is there?
There was like a final table. So but it was amazing.
Leon, I mean, is there a promotion here? Give away Fev's car.
Yes, to Evie.
Don't look at me.
Yeah. Okay, Evie needs. A car.
Well, Evie's just asking for
it's
your
a
car.
Yeah, so it was
or
a it was a great event, but I've never really. But I put it down to having Pete and Kai.
Oh, your friend, the lucky charms.
Mate, Pete was standing behind me with the final table, and he's like, I rubbed his tummy.
Did
and he,
you?
He was standing behind me, rubbing my shoulder, and he kept pacing up like he was like a proud
Can
dad.
You meet these
he was
people?
Like pacing up and down. He goes, you're going to win. And this is what happened. When I wasn't on the final table, I was on a different table before we got to the final table. He goes to me, and this is, I should save this for It Is Amazing. I'm going to use it now. Are we doing It Is Amazing?
Yeah, later, but.
He goes to me, you're going to get quads, which is four of a kind. Which is very rare in poker.
Very
I've never
rare.
Got four in a ever when I've played poker. He tapped me on the shoulder, rubbed me, goes, you're going to get four of a kind. Anyway, I pull up my two cards. I got queen, queen.
No.
And I'm like, oh my God. Flop comes out, I get a queen. So I've got three. I go all in. This bloke calls me all in. The last card, queen. I got four queens.
No.
And he said 3 seconds before, you're going to get quads. And he looked at me and he goes,
guy's unbelievable.
Win. Mate, it's unbelievable.
Where
mate,
does this guy live?
Mate, they're the luckiest people in the world and they gave all their luck to me.
Wow.
And I'm going to take him everywhere.
I will be coming with
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, there'll be some nervous folks who know they're on the standby list for this one. It's all to celebrate her new album, Lover, Taylor Swift, live and intimate on our world-famous rooftop in Paris. Bev and Evie.
Je m'appelle Blendon.
J'habite Nazawaza.
Isn't that German?
I live in Narre Warren. J'habite.
Isn't that German?
I'm sure it's French.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got a number here. Now, this is someone that's on our standby list. I've got a number here, Brendan.
Let's call a few people on the standby list.
Okay. Just
to see where they're at.
All right. So there weren't too many on. It was if you're on the standby list, you've got a pretty good chance of winning this. Hope your passport's ready. Let's just make a call here to one of the standby people.
Hello.
Good morning, Jane. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron. How are you going?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. We're just doing a few courtesy calls just to make sure, because you're on the standby list, that's right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, how exciting. We want to make sure everyone's got passports. You got passports?
Yes, I've got them on me now.
Oh, right. Geez, you're organised. Who would you take if you won, Jane?
My amazing husband.
And you both love Taylor Swift.
Okay, well, I am obsessed with her, and my husband is too, and he has the biggest crush on her.
Oh.
So yes,
hall pass.
I know. yeah, I think I'd let him have a hall pass.
Did you watch Taylor on MTV VMAs the other morning?
I did, and absolutely loved it. I actually had a little cry because I just love her so much. Love everything that she's about.
Have you got a new album?
Do I have her new album? I pre-ordered it so long ago.
Wow. Well, I mean, isn't it nice? Anyway, it was just a courtesy call.
It's just a courtesy call to make sure you got your passport, which you have on you. So that's amazing because...
ready to go.
Ready to go. Guess what, Jane?
What?
You're going to Paris! Yes, to return at Comedy Airfares from Melbourne to Paris, 4 nights. 2 tickets to see Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Get those passports already.
Keep them on your person.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Oh, oh my God.
You are going to be one of the first people to see Taylor perform tracks from this incredible new album, and you're doing it in the City of Love with your beautiful husband.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. This is always the best thing ever. It is our wedding anniversary.
Oh. Hey, Jane, we've got Gavin on the line. Gavin!
Hey, how are you?
You're off to Paris.
I can't believe it. Oh,
hey, Gavin, you're off to see Taylor Swift, and Jane just told us a little earlier that you've got a hall pass, mate, so...
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that.
You can finally hook up with Taylor.
You can hook up with Taylor. Janie, congratulations, happy anniversary, and we hope you have a great time in Paris.
Oh, my God, this is amazing. It's the best day ever. I can't believe it.
Oh, you're going to have a good weekend.
Oui, oui. Oh.
Thank you.
Practice your French. Do you want to speak a bit of French to Brendan Favreau right now?
Je m'appelle Brendan, Mademoiselle Jane.
101.9 The Fox.
So there's a story going around about this bride-to-be who slammed her fiancé for buying her a tiny engagement ring. Now, I have to say there's a photo of it. It's minute. It is so small. And she's got, like, I would say this hand belongs to a voluptuous woman.
Right.
And it's...
Okay, it's interesting.
It's so...
It's an interesting assumption.
The band of the ring is so small that the diamond has to stick out the side of the ring because it couldn't be on top of the ring.
Let's not sugarcoat it. You think she has quite fat fingers?
No, I just voluptuous.
Yeah, bunny.
Anyway, she posted a photo on Reddit and she said, we've been together for 8 years and we've been talking about getting married for almost 3.
Yes.
So he's been saving up
this
for
is the ring he saved up
it's
under, for.
It's underwhelming.
She said, am I being shady or materialistic if I tell him I don't want this little ring?
Yes. Well, it's interesting. It's an interesting topic, Evie, because at the end of the day, it's not about the size of the ring. It's about the love that you have for your partner.
Well said.
But...
Oh, sorry.
No, well, that it is, but the thing is, everyone says, can I see the ring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when you're showing that, she's going to be embarrassed and everyone's going to go, beautiful.
Lovely. Quite minimal, isn't it?
Imagine how many people are going to squint.
Yeah, and that's the issue that people have,
right.
I suppose. You forked out a fair bit for your wife's ring, didn't you, Brian?
For my now very, very ex-wife. Yeah. No,
How much was it?
It was the equivalent of a house deposit. And you know,
that's 10 grand.
It was a parve setting, and it was a big thing.
What do
you
have? Did you
buy a toilet?
Did you
what?
Oh, how? What is a house deposit these days?
A house deposit
about 25 grand.
Well, back then, when I proposed to her, I could have. It was either get the ring or put.
We'll just say you buy a house for 300 grand.
Yeah, so 30 grand.
Yeah,
minimum.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
I'll rephrase it.
More
money for a small apartment.
You should never spend money that sort of money on a ring.
Anyways,
never.
It was probably about 15. I'll just be honest. It was probably about 15 grand. Okay, there you go. I said
that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Fev, don't look at me.
Why?
Because Fev has that lying around in his ashtray.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of.
No, I don't.
But if you have it lying around, spend it. If you don't, buy a house.
Fev won a car last night.
I mean,
Fev won a car 12 hours ago.
To me.
Anyway.
What have you bought? Of course, you've bought one for Alex. A really good one.
Oh, play a song.
Oh my God. Have you? She not got an engagement ring?
Okay. Yeah, she's got a nice ring on her finger.
It's not the pushing ring.
Oh, the push present.
That's all put together. She's got a nice
finger
engagement.
She does?
ring, yes.
Okay.
Wedding ring, but we got divorced.
When you first got engaged, didn't you put something Velcro-y around her finger?
Yeah, that was when I proposed.
Yeah, that's
I could,
cute.
Yeah, I just put a bit of Velcro that I found on the nightclub table.
No, I completely agree with you.
Because I was really drunk. Yeah, but and I looked at her and I looked at me and I went, I need to put a ring on this.
Oh.
Because I am batting well above average.
23 minutes past 8 right now on the Fox. 131060 is our number. Perhaps the engagement ring did disappoint you. I mean, would people be brave enough to admit that you know what? I'm going to own this. Maybe we could change your name. I actually didn't rate my engagement ring. Can you say that publicly, Fev? I mean, I don't know.
You can, but it's not about. It's no, so not, hard it's because not. If your partner can't afford it, but he saves up, and that's probably all he could afford, and it's a beautiful thought, a ring. Well, but then she's got to show everyone that. That's the problem.
If that's all he could afford, and he's been going to the pub every night.
It's an interesting topic. It's an interesting topic.
Well, let's see. Like, did you hate your engagement ring? Much like this girl who's gone online and said, look at this. It's
what's Chrissy done with her engagement ring?
131060. Hopefully put it towards our son's college. 131060. Call us right now. If you're brave enough, girls, to admit you hate your engagement ring. Ugh.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
1019. The Fox.
Evie, we have some important calls to get to. On the back of what is, Evie, a bit of an awkward topic, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is a bit awkward. It's awkward especially for me. I've never been engaged. I've never been proposed.
Sorry to bring this up.
Oh, God.
It's not about me. Evie, stop it. Bad engagement rings. What do you do?
Right.
There's an article. Is it America, I'm assuming?
No, it's England.
England. Don't know why I said America. Because it's just those stories.
Yeah.
She's posted and said, hey, look at this. Is it shallow for me to say that this ring is very disappointing?
Yeah, and this is.
It doesn't even look like it's got a diamond on it.
No, it's very small. Sure
it's very thin.
Diamond,
it looks like one of those ones where you go to the 20-cent thing.
That's
you know, when
exactly
you're in like
it.
Primary school and you used to
yeah,
give it to
exactly
a crush you had
what
on.
It looks like.
You put 20 cents in and you go, hey babe,
and you get it out of a little plastic egg,
yeah,
and it's inside. And you're like, here, have it. I love you,
Ebony from One Thaggy. Good morning.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Not too bad. Were you flat with the ring your husband gave you?
Oh, he's my ex for a reason, and. So I went to the jewellers one day and just happened to find a ring that I just liked that I purchased for myself.
Oh.
And a couple of days later, he proposed to me. And then when I said yes, he turned around and said, oh, well, you might as well make that ring. You just brought your engagement ring.
Oh! Wow.
Scab.
That's unbelievable.
So did you get married?
No, definitely not. We actually broke up not long afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I felt pretty jibbed.
No, fair enough.
Do you still rock around with your ring that you brought?
Still got the nice ring.
No, I don't. I actually have a much better ring now. I'm engaged to somebody else now, and he actually brought me a ring himself, and it's quite nice.
There we go. Nice ending to that story.
Chase the dollar signs, Ebony. Well played.
That's our past eight.
1019. The Fox.
Tonight it is the EJ Witten Legends game. Brendan Travolta is captain of the Victorian team. Get your tickets from ticketek.com.au. A lot of legends are playing, but also Fev, what we call power players, just random people who are going to just come out for 5-minute intervals. One of them is Steve Price, who was in the studio.
Yes, morning, Pricey.
I'm just taking it 1 week at a time, Brendan.
In our case, it's 1 year at a time because it only happens once a year. Now, Pricey, we've just been chatting off air, and I am the captain of the Victorian team. And I, so I'm your skipper. And I got to don the big V on the MCG back in 2008. You probably
in real, real time.
Real time. And I won the medal.
What year?
2008, the last time it was played.
I was there.
Yeah, I turned it on.
I wasn't playing, I was watching.
I'm surprised you can't remember. It's one of the best days of my life.
Ever reminds us quite often of that day.
Yeah, right.
And to wear the Victorian jumper, it's such pride because we're born and bred here. And, you know, the great EJ Witten went around on a June day in 1993, the last time we went around in the car with Danny Frawley. And I always thought, I want to wear that big V because I'm a Victorian. Now, you were born in Adelaide.
Yes.
Oh,
I don't know how you qualify for our team.
I don't know either.
You should be on the Allies.
I thought I was playing for the Allies.
No. You're in my team.
This is a farce.
Are you sure? Maybe
I'm playing for Victoria.
You're in Victoria, yes. I don't know how that's happened, but I'm glad to have you. I'm glad to have you.
You're
a Tigers man.
Can he play?
So I spent 10 minutes interviewing Richo yesterday, asking him to look after me. and I'm on the other team.
He'll look after you, all right?
How does that work out?
I'm not quite sure how that works out, but in all tradition, when you play for the big V and when you play a first game,
yes, Brendan,
you get presented with the beautiful jumper of Victoria by the captain of the team, or someone that's played and been a greater Victoria, and maybe I've won the medal, so I have your jumper, but it hurts me to give this to an Adelaide man. But here's the jumper that you'll be
what
wearing.
What number?
Honorary Victoria.
Number three, Price. Which is a great number.
Three.
Oh, Price on the back. On
that is absolutely sensational.
Congratulations. Oh. Welcome to the Victorian team, mate.
We do have a small problem. I interviewed Jimmy Bartel during the week.
He'll have three as well.
He wanted three.
Oh, you've taken it. Oh,
I've taken his jumper. I've taken the great Jim Bartel's number.
He's a legend of the game. You're the bloke off the project. Oh, I mean, no. This is a disaster.
Is that all I am? The bloke off the project.
We need to reset you to our audience, Steve.
Jimmy's had a bad couple of weeks. Price is now taking his number.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Have you ever played footy before? Played sport?
Yes. I played under-17s for South Adelaide.
Oh, beautiful. That's good footy in the South.
That was okay. I think I got on the ground once, so it was mainly on the bench.
Yeah. Okay. That'll be the similar to tonight. What's the most amount of people you're playing in front of?
Oh, 30.
1,000?
People.
Oh, people. Well, I'm tipping there'll be nearly 20,000 plus there tonight. So
you're going to look after me. Yeah, you'll flick one over the back?
You'll sit down in the pocket and I'll give you one in the goal square.
I see myself as the Eddie Betts of the night.
That's how I see it. You'll be standing next to me.
In what sense?
I'm short.
Okay, thank you. I was just wondering where you were going with that. Fev, you bumped into one of the greats of football, and I think in the corridors of the radio station, and you were just sort of running through some of the particulars, weren't you?
Yeah, I was up in Sydney, and someone was doing a Down the Line. And
a radio show,
The great Mark Rusciutto was in the next booth.
He's put on a bit of weight, hasn't he, Mark?
Yeah, well, so's their skipper, Andrew Jarman. Looks like he swallowed half of them.
Okay.
Looks like a small whale.
Okay, okay.
Now, I interviewed him because Byron's now playing as well. So
yes.
We got him on because he loves
Byron's
a bit of...
jumper?
Yeah, I got his jumper. He loves a bit of traction. So I thought the best thing is he's prepared well. He's had a spray tan. Looks like an Oompa Loompa.
Whilst I have a low profile, this is not the way I want a traction.
So I asked Mark Rusciutto Pricey about what his thoughts were about Byron.
Here we go.
Cool. G'day, Rude. Looking forward to the EJ game, mate.
Yeah, I am actually. Fair love coming over to Melbourne for a weekend. Who are you playing, Alan? Do you know what position you're playing?
Well, I'll obviously be playing full forward. I'm the skipper. Jars looks like the two fat boys are going to be captains of the two sides, but I've got my good mate Byron Cook playing.
Who?
Okay. That's not ideal. Anyway, Steve, thank you so much for coming.
Hey, I've got a jumper for you too, Byron.
Thank you. I look forward to that.
Here's your jumper. It's the Allies jumper, obviously. And I've got a little present on the back for you, mate.
Look at my number.
It's the highest number ever to be.
1,019.
Yeah. 1019.
The fox.
The fox.
I'm wearing the fox on the back of my jumper.
Very nice.
Oh, put it on.
Okay, I will. I'll take my shirt off for you especially, Evie.
So what could the fans expect from you tonight, Pricey?
They'll see a little short man who can't kick very far being protected by his captain.
Thanks for coming in, Steve Price. Loving your work on the project as well. Loving your work.
Yes, very good on the project.
And of course, tonight, if you want to support this, it is some men's health. It is a great cause. Get to the EJ Witten Legends game. Your tickets, tickertech.com.au. Gates open at 6:30. And what about we give away a pair right now as well? 13.
I might even be like the rugby union, and I might lift Pricey up on someone's shoulders.
Oh yeah, do that.
That'll be fun, wouldn't it?
We're on. Byron,
a legendary podcast just for you. Nando's lets you personalise your meal with 5 different peri peri sauce flavours to choose from. Now that's legendary flavour, Nando's.